First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jasmine Ramirez explains why people are sometimes too scared to ask.
Have you ever walked past someone with apparent mental issues and your first instinct was to cross the street? Have you ever stopped to think of why? As a society, we are conditioned to stigmatize the mentally ill as something to be feared. Adults with mental illnesses experience violence at high rates and are more likely to be victims than perpetrators. So what's so scary anyway? They're difficult to deal with. I hear it all the time. And you know what? They're right. I left home at 17 because it was too difficult to deal with my schizophrenic brother. The long night shifts, guarding his door so he wouldn't leave in the middle of the night. The running, for the times he would escape, and we'd have to tackle him down to prevent him from jumping off the nearest bridge. But what was most difficult to deal with was the hopeless feeling of not being able to help. Statistics from the National Institute of Mental Health estimates that only half the people with mental illnesses receive treatment, and even when one tries looking for help, it's hard to find. It took my brother 3 years and countless doctors to find a proper treatment, which is not a privilege many have. So yes, mental illnesses are difficult to deal with. But if it's difficult to deal with them, imagine how hard it is to have to deal with your own distorted thoughts. I've learned that if we take the time and aim to understand, things won't seem so scary anymore.
Jasmine is a student in Rachel Goodman's journalism class at Cabrillo. If you have a story or an opinion you'd like to share, send 240 words to first person singular at ksqd.org. This program was produced by Lori Korn and Matilda Rand.